Good evening. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for the City of Bettendorf for April 9th, 2020. I am present in the council chambers, and the rest of the members of the board will be on the phone. So the first thing we should do is have a roll call. Greg, do you want me to do it, or do you want to do it? I'll go ahead.
What do we have for the... Yeah, you can go ahead,
all right, Chairman. Let's see. Let's have a roll call. Why don't you go ahead and state your name and that you're present.
Clements is present.
Springer, Tombert present.
Tombert present.
Tansy is present.
And I'm here, present Bob Gallagher. So everybody's present. Because of the unique way this is going to be operated, I think in order to try to take some minutes, I guess, whenever you are about to say something, either give me your first or last name so at least we can keep track of who's talking and try not to over-talk each other. As I said, this is the Board of Adjustment meeting. We are a five-member board. We're appointed by the mayor. Certain things come before us. Tonight we have a special use and couple variances, and those matters will be presented to us. Normally speaking, we review the matters and are prepared to vote at the meetings. We've all received electronically or in paper form copies of the March 12, 2020 minutes of the board meeting. Do I have any additions or corrections to that meeting? Minutes, I'm sorry. Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve?
Clements will make a motion to approve the minutes of the March 12th meeting.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Tombert, second.
Okay, and I guess this time we'll do it by roll call again. So, Clements, are you in yes or no? I guess in favor?
Clements, favor.
Gallagher, in favor. Springer?
Yes.
Tansy?
Yes.
Tom Bergs?
Yes.
Okay, they're approved. The first item on the agenda is case 20-009. It's for 3557 Middle Road, which is a C3. It's a special use permit to allow an outdoor service area associated with a bar, submitted by the Quarry QC LLC. It's deferred from the last meeting. Do I have a staff report?
Yes, you do, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if we may want to proceed with the staff report, given that the petitioner is not here. We've attempted to reach the individuals involved, and we were not successful in getting a response. So I don't know if we could have such a thing as a continuation of a deferral. Our legal counsel is here for the city, and we might want to ask him what we might do from this point as opposed to presenting any further information.
Mr. Chairman, I would just say these are unique times. The governor of Iowa has suspended bars from operating. We haven't been able to make contact with the applicant, and I think if the board so chooses, I think the deferral, even without the applicant here for another cycle, would be appropriate from my perspective.
Okay. What's the pleasure of the board? Should we would somebody make the motion to defer? And I think if we're going to defer A, we might as well defer B. So items A and B could be deferred.
This is Springer, and I'll make that motion to defer until we all can sit in the same room and actually have a conversation about this.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Clements, second.
Okay. So I have a motion and a second, and that motion is to defer items number A and B until the next meeting to give the staff an opportunity to contact the applicant and see how they wish to proceed. All those in favor will say aye. Clements?
Aye.
The next one is myself, aye. Springer?
Aye.
Tansy?
I am abstaining on this one, Bob.
That's fine. And Tom Bergs?
Aye.
So motion carries to defer. The next item is case 20-017. It's 3014 to 3038, Carissa Place. It's 310, 313, 336, and 337 Mary Lee Drive. It's a variance to reduce the required yard, rear yard setback from 25 feet to 22 feet to allow for construction of 12 foot by 12 foot covered patios. And it's submitted by Townsend Engineering. Do we have a staff report on this one?
Mr. Chairman, the location is in the Forest Grove Crossing additions, and essentially we're looking at six lots, means of access up Jake's Lane and then through Grove Crossing, and then we have the two streets that are fronting on this with Mary Lee Drive and also Carissa's Place. The configurations of these patios that would be covered are in essentially a position where you're looking at a total of 18 of these protruding approximately 3 feet into the rear yard setback of 25 feet. These have not yet been constructed. The petitioner is requesting, given the design of a 12 by 12 type of structure that would be affixed to each unit in these triplexes. So you're looking at six lots with three units on each lot and three covered patios per each lot, protruding 3 feet into the rear yard setback. Staff would simply just present that as the facts and then look at the report as it's been written and consideration based on what we have presented.
Are there any questions for staff?
I know this is Converse. I know I drove over there and I was looking around, and since these are both the rear yards of the same developer, one of my questions was, is this developer the developer for all of that land over there? I know that one of the staff's concerns one of the questions that came up was, is this going to set a precedent? And it made me wonder, is all of that land being developed by the same developer?
Yeah.
Petitioner is here. The microphone should be activated.
Go ahead. State your name and go ahead and address us, Chris.
Chris Yalsey with Yalsey Custom Homes of Iowa. Thank you for your question. We've had quite a bit of interest in our product over there in Forest Grove Crossing, and one of the concerns that some of our seniors have asked is if they would like a ranch unit with a basement. So these units are specifically designed with basements versus our other product, and the second thing they're requesting is the covered patio to go out the back. It's not to say that every unit is going to have a covered patio, but we figured we might as well ask for it. That way we don't have to come back here, ask for one variance for one particular unit out of every three family or whatever it's going to be. The market will dictate what we do, but basically that's what our seniors are telling us what they like. So the answer to your question is we're going to have a continued mixed product there. We're going to continue to do the four families that we're constructing as well as this new product. And again, this is based upon market demand, what our client base is asking for in this marketplace.
Okay, any questions?
So I guess my question was, because of all of the undeveloped land over there, is it all being developed by you? I mean, no matter what, if it's a three or a four?
We have, basically, there's another builder that's involved with a single family, and we're involved strictly with the multifamily.
And when I drove by, I saw the single family first and then the multifamily. Is the intent to continue with the mix of single family and multifamily back in that area?
Yes, ma'am. In fact, when you looked at the road there, everything to the north on Carissa's Place is multifamily. Everything to the south will be single family.
This is Clements. So we're addressing six lots. However, on the site map, there seem to be more lots out there.
Yes,
are you going to be asking in the future for those?
Well, the market dictates, which is why we're changing. In fact, we're actually zoned for four families on those lots, and we're actually decreasing the density to the three families. So we're, you know, we're basically listening to the market tell us what they want, you know, here in Mettendorf. So in answer to your question, yes, there will be continue to be a mix of the four families and the three families.
The question being, are you going to come back for variances for those lots?
I'm not sure what you mean. You mean the four family lots, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Or these are the only lots that, go ahead.
So, I think the question, because I'm going that same direction, is as you develop based on the market need, and you find out that you have a demand for more three or four, since you're developing this area right now, are you coming back for every 3 to 18 units you're putting up to ask for variances based on what you put up as a three or a four?
You know, I don't really know that I could answer that question in all honesty, because I don't know. I mean, at this time, we're anticipating that the demand is such that, you know, again, the market will dictate. Again, I want to stress to you that this is a worst case scenario here. I don't know that every single unit owner is going to want a covered patio, but we're asking for the variances in case that is the case. Some of the people have expressed, our buyers have expressed interest in that, and some have not. So I can't say for certain that everyone will have that, and I can't say for certain either whether we're going to be coming back. I mean, the plan is to build these out, and the initial demand seems to be very strong and very high for our product in the three-family range.
And this is Tom Burks again. I think that's the question. Is this the precedent moving forward? Are we setting the precedent? So that was the question posed by the city in their report.
Well, it looks like we have, this is Springer, it looks like we, I mean, I know we have, you know, allowed these in other developments and along, you know, out in that area. So it's
roughly 2.5 feet to be exact. We just ask for three in case there's an error out in engineering in the surveying field.
I guess this is Clemens, so a question to staff. Is this something better address for the whole development in terms of a replat or something along those lines, or
you're looking at a rear yard setback issue, and to do this you would have to change the configuration potentially of each lot to gain, I guess, enough of a setback, and that would probably, the way this layout looks, you would probably impinge on the lots adjoining with other rear yards in this case. And I don't know if the developer is amenable to that. I don't know of any other methodology to address this issue.
Can I address that, Greg?
Yeah.
The reason why that we're here today for this variance is because this was already platted and improved, and the roads are already approved by engineering. However, the market conditions dictated to us that we come up with a different product. We did that specifically for this particular phase because the roads and the engineering and the platting was already approved. Moving further to the east, we can adapt to this, so we would not necessarily have to be here before the board, because we could make the lots a little larger to accommodate this product if necessary. Maybe that's the question that you're asking me, but really we're just only asking for the 18 here, the six buildings at this time.
That does make more sense.
This is Chris Curran, the city attorney. I did speak with the city engineer earlier today, and he indicated that replatting isn't an option in this particular circumstance.
Thank
you.
I don't think that would be possible, no. Okay, any other questions from the board? Chris, do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I just wanted to stress that, I mean, typically we don't do this, but we're very much in tune with our customer base, and we, until some of the strangeness going on in our country and all over the place right now, we had actually a whole building sold already. We haven't even started yet, so the market's telling us this is a product that they want. So we basically designed it, and are planning on, with the blessing of the board, we'd like to build it with this particular variance. So we appreciate your comments, and any other questions we could answer, we'd be happy to do that.
This is Tom Burgs. This is just a comment, not necessarily
go ahead.
If anybody wants to know, but we had the same thing happen when my mother bought her condo years and years ago out in Eldridge, and ended up doing a enclosed porch. And if this is a senior-driven product, it did make the area much more desirable. And it was very interesting going through that then, and that was 20 years ago. So.
Any other comments or questions? There's nobody, if anybody's opposed to it, now's the time to speak up, but I don't see anybody here in the audience. Anybody on the phone that wants to speak and opposed to this?
I'll,
go ahead.
I can make a motion, Bob, if you need one.
Sure, go ahead.
I'll make the motion, if I can read this here. I'll make the motion to approve the variance to reduce required setback for case 20-017.
Okay.
This is Springer.
Springer made a motion. Do I have a second?
I will second that. Tansy.
Tansy made a second. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, we'll do a roll call vote again. Clements?
Hey, yeah.
Myself, I'll say yes. Springer?
Yes.
Tansy?
Yes.
And Tom Burgs?
Yes.
Okay, so it passes. It doesn't appeal to be any further business. Greg, do you know anything else we need to do tonight?
Whatever is on the agenda has pretty well either been kicked to next month or what we just had a deliberation on and a decision.
Okay, well, on that basis, we're now adjourned. Thank you all for attending, and hopefully by the next time we do this, we might be in a different situation. So thank you.